So today's the big day. I can't believe it. 3 years of coursework, and then 3 more years of you supervising my research. That's a lot of time we spent together in this office. Well, I guess all of it leads up to this moment, the day I finally graduate. The day you hood me by putting that beautiful robe over my head. And I can officially call myself Doctor. I know the graduation ceremony doesn't start for an hour, so I just wanted to come by and thank you for all you've done for me. You know, I can still remember the day I interviewed for the program. I was so nervous. I was convinced I'd never get in. Everything about this place intimidated me. The Ivy League, big shot professors, the other candidates. But you were so nice to me in my interview. You asked me some really good questions and you listened very carefully to my answers. By the end of the interview, I felt like I deserved to be a candidate. You've been such a great supervisor over the years. You've always treated me with respect, never given me the sense that I was a junior partner. You know, in our relationship, because that's what our time working together has been to me, a relationship. You've been the one in charge, I guess, but it always felt like we were equals. Deep down, I knew that everything you asked me to do was really for my own best interests. All those long talks when you tried to get me to clarify exactly what I was trying to say. All those rewrites, and then meeting up to go over what I'd written. Well, quite simply, they were some of the best conversations in my life. So thank you for making me feel smart, for challenging me, and for always expecting me to do my best work. I'm really going to miss our chats, you know, and you too. I know, my roommates got so sick of hearing me talk about you. Yes, they did. I mean, I'd go home and I'd talk about our meetings. I'd tell them how you made me feel so valued, so cherished, so, well, seen. Oh, they used to joke that I spoke about you. As if you were my lover. Yes, ridiculous, isn't it? But they said that when I told them about all the care, all the attention you gave me, and how concerned you were for my well-being, well, my best friend told me that it was like I was reminiscing about a lover's gentle touch. Sorry. God, sorry. I didn't mean to make you blush. Take it as a compliment. You've obviously had a big effect on me, okay? Hey, can we rehearse the hooding part of the ceremony? Yeah? Well, I'm pretty nervous. Yeah. So, when it gets to the doctoral candidates, they call out our names, right? Okay, and then when it's my turn, I cross the stage and you announce the title of my dissertation. And that's the moment you put this special robe, this hood, over my head. Is that it? Okay, so can you show me how that goes? I want to know how low to bow my head. Yeah, let me get closer. So if I stand here, then take off my hat and put my head down like this. You can lower the hood over my head and onto my shoulders. And okay, yep, that works. Is it straight? No? You need to adjust it a little. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Now it looks good? Great. And then you put my hat back on me and give me a hug of congratulations. All right, can we rehearse that too? That feels nice. Hey, is everything okay? You look sad. Yeah, you are? What's up? Really? You're a little down because we won't be seeing each other anymore. Hey, it's not like I'm leaving the state. I'll still be on the East Coast. We can have lunch every now and then, you know, to reconnect. What's that? Oh, you'll miss your weekly rendezvous with me. Is that how you've thought of our meetings? As a rendezvous? Ooh. It sounds a little illicit. But why would you miss our times together so much? You have tons of students. Oh, because of how much you looked forward to spending time just with me. Really? It always seemed like you were all business. In the nicest way, of course. No? You always felt a connection to me. What kind? Oh, because of how much we laughed together. Yeah. I've always loved that we could be silly about serious things. And what else? You've always felt a strong attraction to my beauty as well as my intelligence. Wow. That's quite a thing to say. I had no idea. I mean, you've never given me the slightest indication that, well, that you had any physical attraction to me. Why didn't you ever say anything? I mean, we're both free and adult. Okay, I see. Because the college forbids professors to date students, even graduate students. So, has it been difficult, you know, for you to be my supervisor when you had feelings for me? Yeah? What? Are you serious? You had an erection? During pretty much all the time we spent together, but I never saw anything. I see, that's because you'd always sit on the other side of the desk from me. And then after I'd leave, you'd have to close the door and... What? Oh, no way. You'd have to jerk off because your desire had built up so much. Really? Your balls were aching so bad, you'd have to find release. Well, I'm so sorry. I mean, I had no idea that I had that effect on you. Well, thank you, I guess, for never hitting on me. And, well, since this is our final meeting before I graduate, I suppose I can tell you this. I've always been really attracted to you. Your obvious intelligence kind of intimidated me at first, but then as it became clear that you regarded me as an equal and not a novice needing direction, well, I started to fantasize about what it would be like if we were together. Sexually. I mean, the way you listened so closely to me, the way you always seemed genuinely happy to see me, and the way you looked at me so intently. Well, I'd leave your office feeling so alive. it felt like someone in the world thought that I was the most interesting person they knew. I mean, that kind of attention from someone as smart as you. Well, it was a pretty strong aphrodisiac. I remember. God, I can't believe I'm telling you this. Well, after one appointment, I was feeling so elated, so happy, that I got into the subway car, and as it picked up speed and started to hum along the tracks, well, I felt this vibration going through my body. So I closed my eyes and I called into my mind the image of you talking to me in our meeting. And my whole body just started to feel so relaxed, so tingly. I slipped my hand underneath my coat and undid my jeans, and then just slid my fingers down my stomach to my pussy. And when they reached my clit, it was so wet, so dripping, that I only had to rub myself for the briefest time, all the while picturing you. And I came. Yeah. Right there in the subway car, I had a beautiful orgasm. Just imagining that you were not just my professor, but my lover too. So, there. Now you know. I've been yearning for you to make a move on me for so long. Come here. You kiss so nicely. God, I can't believe this is happening. We're kissing in your office. If only you knew how many times I'd imagined us doing this. And all the different ways I'd thought about, well, about how you'd take me. Would you bring me around to your side of the desk and ask me to sit on your lap and then have me lower myself down onto you? Or would you lay me face down over the desk? Lay me face down over the desk and come into me from behind. Oh God, I feel faint. I'm just weak thinking about you entering me. What? You want me to sit on the edge of the desk? Yes, sir. Is this how you want me? Okay, Professor. What are you going to do now? You know, with me sitting on the desk like this and you standing up, well, it means your face is at the same height as mine. It makes kissing you so sensual. No, don't worry about my dress. Let me take it off. That way it won't get wrinkled before the ceremony. And, babe, can I call you babe? I have a special request. Can I put on my academic gown? Yeah. Is that okay with you? I don't know why. Well, it would feel so illegal, so forbidden, if you made love to me in your office on the day I graduated, with me wearing just my graduation robe. Here, Let me put it on. There. Do I look pretty for you, Professor? Look at me. Yes. Take me all in. My smooth body. My pert breasts. My bush. All completely naked and waiting for you. Here. Under this gown. Oh God. Sitting on this table like this. Naked under my robes. It feels so sexual. My whole body feels like it's aching for you. For your touch. Here. Come and stand in front of me. And kiss me. While you savor me. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Just let your fingers trace a pattern on my panties. How do I feel, Professor? Am I soaked? Oh, God. Yes, babe. Just pull my panties to the side. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I love how you're opening my pussy lips. Yeah. Go on. Just slide your finger into me. Oh, fuck it. Just rip them off, please, Daddy. Just pull my panties down my legs. Oh, that's it. Fuck. It feels better. Now my pussy can breathe. She was so constricted in there. Babe, why are you bringing those two stools over? You've got such an evil look on your face. Oh, wow, you're right. Those stools are just the right height for me to rest my feet on. Oh, look at how far apart you're placing them. You really want to open my legs up, don't you, babe? Okay, let's give it a try. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, shit. That feels fucking amazing. Have you been planning on this all along? I mean, those stools, they're perfect. They're just the right height for my legs. I can plant my feet on them and they take all the pressure off me. And the distance you've placed them from each other is just perfect. Oh, my legs feel parted so naturally. And now that you've opened me up, you can just play with me. Will you play with me, Daddy? Will you make your girl feel good? Yeah? Oh, yes, babe, just use your fingers. Pull my lips apart slowly. Oh. You okay crouching down in front of me like that? Oh, God, fuck. I love how you're running your fingertips up the outside of my labia. I'm licking your fingers like that. They feel so soft. It just makes them slide so beautifully. Up and down me. Oh, yes. Just let them glide over my lips like that. Keep teasing me. Oh, your fingertips. They're so wet. So slippery. Is it just your saliva or is it my juices? Mostly me. Oh, fuck. This feels so sensual. Yeah. So forbidden. Can you lick me? Please. I want to feel your tongue slithering on me. How do I taste, babe? Am I sweet? Am I salty? Oh, I taste like honey and salt. Oh, fuck. Yes, just lap me up. Oh, God. Hey, hey, why are you stopping? That felt so good. What's... you've got an idea? Hey, is that my academic cap? What's going on? What? Are you serious? You want to trail the tassel between my pussy lips? So that when you put my cap on me at the ceremony, you'll be able to inhale the scent of me. Well, it sounds a little weird, but what the hell? I'm in your office naked under this academic gown with my feet sitting on two stools and my legs stretched wide apart, so sure, anything goes. Thank God I bought this cap and gown outright. It'd be a bit difficult to return them now, you know, back to the rental agency with my juices cutting part of the cap. Oh, that feels nice. I'm just running that tassel over my lips. Oh, the feel of those knots of that fabric. God, it feels amazing against me. I feel so tender down there. Oh, my lips must be so pink and glistening. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Oh, you just drag the tassel across them. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Yes, babe. Move it up and down my crack. Oh, fuck. Shit, yes. Dig it deep into my pussy. Slide it up and down. Oh, fuck, that's so taut that when you rub it into me, I feel like I'm gonna come. Yeah, yeah, you keep rubbing it. Oh, babe. God, I wanna touch myself. Can I touch? Can I touch my little clit? It's so desperate, babe. Really wants to come. I'm aching. Oh, fuck. Yeah. You keep rubbing that tassel up and down my pussy. I feel so wet. It's just sliding in me so easily. It must be soaked in my juices. Oh, babe, I can't wait. I'm gonna lick my fingers, okay? Yeah, I'm just gonna brush them. Oh, my clit. Fuck. God. That feels so good. I'm gonna come. Can I come, babe? Can I come? Can I? Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck. Oh, God. Wow. I can't believe it. I mean, I came in here to thank you for all that you've done for me. Oh my God, and here you are doing something even more special to me. God, I never dreamed you had such an erotic side to you. So, can I show you how much I appreciate you? God, you must be aching in there, or stifled under that suit. Did you wear that just for my graduation? How did you know I love a man in a suit? Do you want me to stay sitting on the table like this? Or is there another position you prefer? Maybe you could sit back on your chair and I could lower myself onto you. Would you like that? It'd be a treat for me. I can't tell you how many times I've seen you lean back in that chair over the last 6 years. And almost every time I had a mental flash of me sitting in your lap and kissing you while I took you inside me and riding you as hard as I could. Would that be okay? Uh-huh. I see. For once you're speechless. Can I do that for you, Daddy? Lower my wet pussy down over you. Let you feel my glistening wet hair tickle you as your thick head comes in between my lips and then slide down on you and ride like my life depended on it. Oh God, you should hear yourself moaning. I'll take that as a yes. Quick, get these pants off. Yeah, Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me hang them over the chair. You need to look smart when you're up there on that stage. Oh, God. Look at you. You poor thing. You're so swollen. So purple. Fuck. Looks like that. Like that one big vein up your dick is about to pop. Don't worry. I'm going to take care of that for you. For once. Maybe I'll teach you a thing or two you didn't know. Okay, are you comfy in that chair? Fuck, you look aside. Leaning back on your desk chair with your jacket, shirt and tie on your top. And then completely naked on the bottom with that stiff cock rising proudly between your legs. Oh God, I've fantasized so many times about doing this. I'm so wet, I can feel my juices leaking out of my thighs. Oh, babe, here. Let me lower myself down you. Kiss me. Fuck. Are you ready? Okay. Oh, God. Okay, here we go. Oh, the tip of your cock feels so good. Just nudging at the entrance. Shall I open the door? Shall I let that thick head slide inside me? Yeah, that's it. You just rub your cock up and down my slit like that. Oh, babe, that feels amazing. Do you want to put that cockhead inside this good little student of yours, Professor? You do want to teach her to be a good girl? I think she wants to feel you inside her. Can I slide down onto you, Daddy? Yeah? Can I take all of you in me? Can you make your good girl feel good? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. No, don't move yet. Just stay still. There. Do you like that? Can you feel my muscles just clamp on you? And relax. Oh, I'd love to make you come like this. There. Tighten on you. And relax. Fuck, this is so erotic. I feel like I'm fucking for the first time. Fuck, I can't help myself. I have to thrust down on you. Yeah, let me just move myself up. And, oh, like this. You're absolutely rigid. No, you feel wonderful. Every time I thrust down on you, it's like you're feeling my whole body. Let me pump you, babe. Let me ride you. Really hard. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. God, I think I'm gonna come. What are you doing? You want me on the carpet? You wanna come deep inside me? Yeah, I love that. Okay, you feel so good thrusting into me. Wait, okay. You ready? Okay, thrust into me. Oh, quickly, I need you, baby. Come on, again. Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, lift up my legs. Fuck. Oh, God. Yeah, open my legs wide. I want to be completely exposed for you. Fuck, baby, please. Please come to me. Don't keep teasing me. Can you feel how juicy I am? I really need you to slide into me. Haven't I been a good girl, Daddy? Haven't I been a good student to you, Professor? Oh, God. Your cock feels so good. Slide it up and down my lips. Yes. Yes. There. Yeah. You're absolutely covered in my wetness now. Come on, Danny. I need you to fuck me. Oh, I love how you make me feel. Yes, keep bumping it into me then. Yes, baby, go fast. I feel so good. Oh, babe, I'm so close. Oh, God. You're going to make me come again. Fuck. Go faster, Daddy. Come with me. Yes, pump it. You go fucking balls deep into me and pump that load into me. Fuck, baby, I'm coming. Coming. Yes. Babe. Fuck. I'm me. Fuck. Holy fuck. I only came in here to thank you. Oh, God. That was so amazing. You felt so hot, and I was so ready. It was like my whole universe was reduced to just waves of pleasure that just flowed out from my pussy across my whole body. I never dreamed you'd be such an accomplished lover. Fuck, I don't think any man has ever given me an orgasm even close to that. Thank you, babe. Now all I want to do is just rest in your arms. Quick, get a Kleenex. Your cum is dribbling out of me. Don't let it go down on my gown. Fuck. How will I keep a straight face today? I mean, in 45 minutes, I'll be walking across the stage and you'll be reading out my thesis title and then putting this hood on me. And I'll still have some of your cum inside me. And you'll still have my juice on your cock. And my pussy juices. And her lovely smell. Still on the tassel of my gown. Oh, God. This is the best graduation day ever.